Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pro Wrestling Interviews. This is Dr. John live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Truly the sun and fun capital of the world this weekend. It was beautiful for Memorial Day weekend, and we're glad to have everybody here. We've got a superb list of people. So I'm going to turn it over to the one, the only Amazing Velvet, and I'll let you know when our guest gets in the queue, okay?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So who we have? Oh, so right now we have on the horn, Papa Stro the Maestro. He's here with us. How you doing tonight?
Great to be here, brother, man. Can't wait.
That's always good. It's always good to have you. We have Professor Steve Logan. What's happening, Steve?
Oh man, busy day. Open mat, pool time. And AEW tonight, so definitely glad I can call in and in between.
Right, cool. Always a pleasure to have you. Always good insight, good info you always give us every week. Todd Saxon on his vacation. How are you doing, sir?
Outstanding, the supernatural, and ecstatic to be here, gents.
As always. Is anybody else on the line? We have anybody else? All right.
That's about
it.
Let's
get back to what we were talking about, Stro. So Stro was saying that Velvet was marking out for Kiki Roberts. Was that a sight to see or what? Was Velvet a sight to see or was Kiki a sight to see?
No pun intended. It was pretty amazing, Velvet.
Hey, we had fun, man. I mean, we brought it to the show. We had a great time. I love sitting next to you and having a good time doing that and talking about wrestling and calling spots, calling people out when they need to be called out.
That was awesome.
And
having, loved it, man.
And we had
Thank
a great
so
time, man. It was just awesome. So it was crazy.
You sure did.
I will do it again in a heartbeat.
Yep, same here, please. Twice on Sunday, man.
If somebody book us to come commentate your show.
Please. We're ready.
And trust us, it will not be a dull moment.
Never.
So I wish Sinister was on because Steve had a little bit of news he was doing with his jiu-jitsu. How'd that go? I heard you rolled up on a blue belt, man.
Oh, right.
Oh yeah. I've been lucky in no-gi situations where we don't have to. Sometimes on Sundays we do open mats and just kind of roll around, and sometimes we do no-gi, and I just
right.
I got lucky again, and he was going for my ankle, and I caught him in a wrist lock. And he was surprised. I was surprised, too.
That's always good, though, man. You know, you surprise yourself because you weren't thinking. You just reacted probably and said, oh, well, I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just
good
reacting.
Deal. Yeah, good deal. Well, that's you're getting better at it, mate. That means you're really not focusing directly on everything, and you're letting your instinct take over. That's what you need in jiu-jitsu. Absolutely need instinct. That's good, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hearing how that muscle memory's kicking in, you're not having to think it through.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was on top of me, like not in mount, but he was like we're abdomen to abdomen, and like I was trying to wrap around his right arm with my leg, and he was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "I don't know. That's just improv." Like, fairly, I'm surprising him with just trying to counter out of the position. Try to be sexy
well,
with Junior in there, probably.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, that's how that rolls. I mean, if you can get out of or counter something in any way possible, in any shape or form, that's what I'm talking about, shoot. I ain't hating on you. I mean, that's how it works. That's how that works, man. I mean, if you look at professional wrestlers that can do catcher's catch can style, like blindfolded, oh yeah, it's the same thing, you know. So you got to watch, you got to pay attention. Next thing you know, you could be tangled up in something too.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not progressing enough because I don't go in as much as I should, but I felt good today, and like the another guy was like telling me that that I was escaping his arm lock pretty well, so that's good. I'm working on evading the submissions.
Absolutely. Well, that's good, man. That's good to know. I wish Sinister was on here. We could talk about it. But, hey, it's all good. We support you. And that's awesome. Hey, Todd, what are you going to do on your rest of your vacation weekend, man?
Man, the rest of the weekend, tomorrow morning, going to go fishing with my son. Got a kayak loaded up on the vehicle. We're ready to go out. And later in the afternoon, I'm going to be going to the memorial here
awesome.
Just
gentlemen, I'm going to interrupt because we have with us one and the only, the Sheikster. How are you doing tonight, Sheikster?
Hello.
Sheikster, are you with us?
Control to Major Tom.
I
love that
Sheikster.
Song.
You're on.
David Bowie, man.
Yeah.
That's right. How are you doing tonight, Wait. Sheikster?
Maybe he's muted or not even issues.
Well, I see him on. He's here with us. Finally got him on, and that's great. So
we'll keep talking then. That's all right.
We'll just keep,
can you guys hear me or what?
We can hear you, Sheikster. How
you
doing, Sheikster?
All right. See.
All right. Stro, what's up, buddy?
Hey, brother. Yeah.
Hey.
We're live, pal.
Man.
Everything's all good in the hood.
Yes, it is. I met Sheikster at XCon last weekend. It was great. And I said, we want you on here for just a few minutes. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on. You got some great artwork there, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I worked real hard on that. And I got the movies going, and the Stro was in my movie. He was fantastic.
Oh. Awesome.
Well, that's great.
Boy, like hearing
that's
about
great.
That.
It's great to talk with you for a minute. I see, this is very strange. I see a call coming in from parts unknown.
I don't ever answer numbers from parts unknown. I would ignore it.
Well, I do. Listen,
this is
it's usually somebody after my student loan.
Yeah,
right.
Solar
panel. They have some great paint in parts unknown.
All right, now who's calling from parts unknown? Speak up now or forever hold your peace.
Oh boy.
Oh, nice. Hey, Dr. John, it's Picasso, huh? Are we live on the air?
Oh,
Picasso!
Yes.
Hey. Orderly.
Oh, that's great.
We got the great
Picasso is coming through from parts unknown. Velvet, you better take
all
over.
All right.
Picasso not interrupting anything is Picasso, huh?
We have
no,
a good time
no.
on the radio tonight.
Oh, Picasso, this
you
is
have
so cool.
all the time in the world. All the time in the world.
Oh, Picasso
what do you
wanted
want to
say hello
Picasso?
To the maestro and to everyone and Dr. John.
Hi,
cool,
love
cool.
you, Picasso, brother.
Oh,
Picasso,
man, Lotto,
baby.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yes.
So what brings you to our little world, Picasso? What brings you to bring your great featured voice to us tonight? What's all that all about?
Yeah, Picasso not making very many appearances anymore, and you know, Picasso miss it. Picasso miss the wrestling and all of it and all the fans, and Picasso just want to call in and say hello, and Picasso is still alive, you know.
Well, that's good to know that you're still around.
Yeah.
Oh, stuff.
Yes, very good, very good. Picasso happy to be alive.
Yeah.
Picasso is glad all of you are alive as well.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my God. Picasso's awesome. Thanks so much, Picasso.
Picasso, since you love the people, where have you been?
Oh, Picasso retired, you know. Picasso retired. Picasso stayed at home a lot, you know. And feed the dogs and, you know.
Right.
Feed the goats and the chickens and on the estate, you know, and just surviving.
Well, very
Picasso
good.
Missed it. Picasso
well,
loved
I bet it
in
misses
the movie,
you
though.
Too.
Picasso was in the movie with the Picasso Stroh, you know.
Oh.
Even
oh, yeah.
though he gets all the top billing. He gets the top billing, though, because he's so famous. But Picasso was in the movie. Picasso was very good.
So,
Picasso held it together, man. He held it all together.
Oh, he held it all together. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
Picasso
good.
Have
what
it all together? Picasso got you snowed in.
Oh.
You hear what Picasso say?
Oh, man.
Picasso just worked you.
Yeah, man. He works me all the time,
still
man.
Got
Picasso, man.
He still got it.
I love
Picasso. He's retired,
I love
right?
Picasso,
he's
man.
Retired and still got it. He's still got it.
Yeah,
okay. He's still getting over on you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, Picasso loves
man, he twists the arm. I was like, how much more can I have another, you know? I mean, I just
right?
can't get enough Picasso, man.
Did I steal something from you, brother?
Picasso, hear you.
That's so odd.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. So you've been retired. You've been home, and I'm sure you missed the business and the crowds and all that. Are
oh,
you
of course, more than Picasso
you,
can explain, you know.
Right. Are you? Is there a chance that you may make an appearance somewhere or another con
well, no
or
one,
at a wrestling show?
No one is calling Picasso, so that's kind of
uh-oh.
Up in the air, you know.
We need to make that happen, guys. I think we need to get Picasso a little meet and greet and have him bring all of his stuff.
Well, that would be fantastic. That would be very
yeah.
good. That's what Picasso
yeah.
makes.
Well, have
yeah,
you and Stroh
that happen.
Meet people.
Let's make that happen, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is Dr. John. This is Dr. John. I spoke with Picasso at XCon. He snuck in the back for just a minute.
Oh, really?
And Sheikster was up there with Angelina Green, the bad girl of rock and roll. And I spoke to him and I said, we're going to be having an induction to the Carolina Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame soon. And would you come and bring some of your artwork and bring some of your stuff? Because
oh,
I know
absolutely.
I got a button with El Gran Picasso on it, and it is treasured. It is sitting on my paranormal bookcase. And everybody,
well,
Picasso, everybody needs one of those.
El Gran Picasso. Grand is big, so not big Picasso.
Yeah, he's big Picasso, yes.
Okay. El Gran Picasso. Everybody needs an El Gran Picasso button, so we'll have to bring some for all of our.
Are you trying to say he's Bumba?
Oh, you guys! All
breaks,
right, brother. Back to you. Back
Keto,
to you. I was trying to bring some levity to it, and you're just messing me up, Velvet. Back to you.
I was thinking. At that event, that would be a great opportunity for an impressionist artist to make an impression.
Hey, there you go. Very good, Todd. Very good. Very good, Todd.
Yes, would be fun.
It would be fun.
Yes.
I think we should make that happen more than once. I say we find a show, bring him to a show,
yeah,
and then have him at the Hall of Fame. That'd be great, man. That's not a bad idea, Dr. John. Finally came up with something.
That's tremendous, man.
Well,
so,
and you admitted it on air.
Right.
Dr. John, write that down.
You better write it down. So, Picasso, how long were you in the business for, and how long have you been out now?
About 14 years. Picasso was in the ring and retired at the C4W. You remember the C4W in the Myrtle Beach?
I remember C4W. I do. Absolutely.
Well, Picasso had a match against this gentleman called the Menace. Very angry gentleman.
Yeah.
After the match, you know, Picasso kind of staggered backstage and know it was over. You know, it's the harsh reality that come to you, you know, sometimes. Make Picasso very sad, but you have to listen to your instincts. You know, you keep doing it, and you're going to get hurt. And you know,
Picasso
protects your old age. You know, Picasso.
Yeah. Picasso's a legend.
It happens.
He's a legend.
Let's make this happen, man. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'll call Fuego Calderon there in Myrtle Beach and see what he's got going on next, and see if we can get you right there, and then we can bring you down to the Hall of Fame in Charleston after that. That'd be pretty good.
Picasso know him.
Yes.
The Fuego. Picasso know Fuego.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Very good. That makes it easier.
He is very good, very talented. Very talented young man.
I have a question. It's a legit question. I've wrestled this guy numerous times. Both of these people. Have you wrestled the Golden Boy, Christopher Shane?
We worked together in the AIWF.
Okay.
We did not have a match per se, but we did get into it a time or two.
Okay. Good. And what about the big guy that he used to be with? He was DeJean, but I forgot what he was before that. He's 6'8", big old guy, long hair. Ugh.
Oh, the sinister gentleman.
Yeah.
Lurch, you bring
Lurch.
Very
Lurch.
Bad
exactly.
memory for Picasso.
Lurch. Oh, my God, Lurch.
Very bad
yes.
memory.
Lurch. I wrestled him several times, too.
This man beat Picasso all over. He beat Picasso all over Mount Airy.
Oh,
I bet he did.
We were at the Waffle House, and he beat Picasso in the Waffle House. He beat Picasso at the Andy Griffith Museum. And we finally made it up to the ring, and Picasso's mother was there. It was terrible.
Mm. Oh, no.
Mm.
She was crying and everything. He beat Picasso half to death. But was a very long time
Picasso.
Ago, you know.
Well, I understand.
Picasso
I was in the ring with him several times.
How about Lurch's feet, man? How about Lurch's feet,
oh,
man?
My
they're
God.
So large you can go like
huge.
You can go sailing. And those shoes, man, used to wear them. My God.
I could have used his shoes.
The riders of the apocalypse.
I could have used his shoes as a kayak,
yes.
man.
Right?
This guy choked Picasso on the ropes so hard, he Picasso could not swallow things for 2 weeks.
Oh,
oh
wow.
He was very angry. Picasso not know
he
what he was so
angry
about, but he take it out on Picasso that night.
Oh, my goodness. Sounds like one of my cousins.
Wow.
Gosh.
So then that means you know who I am. You know who the Amazing Velvet is then.
Oh, yes. Yes, Picasso knows. How are you doing?
Very good. I'm doing well.
That's good. Very good.
At this point, I've been battling cancer for 6 years, but I'm still here doing my thing, man.
Well, Picasso is very happy to hear this, that you are still with us.
Yes. Yes, I'm still battling and still keep going, and I like you. I like being around the business, and, you know, whatever capacity that may be, whether I ring announce, whether I do play-by-play or whatever. I'm there to do it, or just sit in the back and talk to the boys. Either one, I don't care. I'll do whatever.
Oh, Picasso loved it. Yes, Picasso missed it so much.
Well,
Picasso
we
got
get,
hurt
we
one
gotta
time.
Get
Picasso,
your little...
Picasso broke the ribs one time and could not wrestle for a few months. And so Picasso became a manager. You know, you have to do what you got to do. And Picasso's still out there, you know, doing this until Picasso was ready to get back in the ring. And Picasso had a lot of fun and still in the show, you know.
That's right. Stealing the show, as always. You always do that. Win, lose, or draw, Picasso steals the show.
Picasso is the show, man. He is the show.
He is the show.
Yes.
Oh, throw
all right.
I got a question.
Well, go ahead, Steve.
Yes, Steve. How much of the artist Picasso influenced you as a personality or wrestler?
Well, you mean the artist Picasso?
The Pablo
Picasso?
I was wondering of the origin of your name, and I would assume it has to be because of the artist.
Oh well, Picasso is they are related, very far down the line. You know, Pablo Picasso on the Spanish side is related to Picasso's great grandfather. That's where the name, you know, the name carry on. You know, Picasso never meet him or anything, but
the lineage.
He,
that's awesome.
He passed away in, 1972? Picasso? He's a great man. Great man.
Wow. All right.
But we are related somewhere along the line.
That's awesome. Love the history. Love the history. That's always
never got any of his money either.
Oh.
We weren't that close, you know.
Yeah, we weren't that close. that's funny. So with all that being said, so you stay home, you're not doing a lot of traveling, I take it. You're just doing painting, you're just painting and giving your art to the world. Is that what you're just doing right now?
Yes, we do some of this, yes. Yes. It's also trying, you know. Got to find some other hobbies and things to do, you know, when you're not wrestling.
Right.
So
yeah, you got to find something to do.
Excited about tonight.
Well, good. We want to hear more about the goings on of Picasso from your ring history. We have a little bit of that. To what makes Picasso tick today? What does Picasso do today that makes it like? Still want to be endeared by the fans. How's that?
Well, Picasso never want to be forgotten. You know, no one wants to be forgotten.
No.
You know, but,
no.
Picasso worked so hard at it, you know, and there are people that remember Picasso and want to let them know that Picasso's still here. Picasso Heart is still with the people and the fans. And Picasso Amigo, Sheikster, you know, Stro, you know the Sheikster. They make the movie?
Yes. Yes, very well.
He put people.
Oh, yeah.
He put Picasso in. He make Picasso a character in the books and in the movies, and it's very cool. Picasso loved doing this.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
He's a good guy.
So
he's
do
a
you
good
have,
guy. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any future movies coming up or spots or anything like that for movies or? Anything for...
Well, the last time Picasso talked to him, there's going to be a new movie, and the Stro is going to be in it, but he have not asked Picasso yet. But
okay.
The Stro is going to be the vampire again, the big mean vampire.
Oh! Awesome.
He was great. He was great in the role. Picasso loved him.
I've seen Stro's work. He's very good. Yes, he is.
Oh, yes.
But Picasso needs a bigger role. So Stro, you need to make that happen. Get him out there on the screen.
Picasso will agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree with this wholeheartedly.
I'm just wondering how...
Anybody talk to...
Go ahead.
Anybody talk to Zeke, you've got to tell him, you know. Picasso need to be.
We will have to find him. Yeah.
Yes, let's make this happen. Right.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how good of a vampire Stro is. Is he better than Ian? You know who I mean by Ian. Vampiro.
Because the Stro, I think in the movie, is like the oldest vampire in the world. Even older than Antonio Banderas.
That's up there.
The elder from all the way back in the biblical times, you know.
I actually
got to see a vampire up close and personal in Virginia.
You did.
Gangrel, and then he was pretty cool. And then I was at a convention, and there was an actor who played a vampire. Familiar, like an assistant to the vampires, and he was pretty cool too. Harvey Guillen, I think his name. Another Hispanic actor that's pretty good. Just dropping some names.
You got lucky with Gangrel. Yeah, you got lucky with Gangrel, but he didn't bite you in the neck.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he probably wanted to get rid of me because I was marking out so much. But thankfully he didn't fight.
Yeah, right. I can see you doing that too. That's funny. But we're marking out right now for Picasso. Yes.
You are not marking out for Picasso. Come on.
Yes, we are.
Picasso is marking out for you guys.
John's the biggest Picasso mark.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
That's all you
well,
can talk
is,
about,
this
Picasso.
This is Dr. John, and I'm going to break in, and I'm going to say we are proud to be on voiceofnorthgeorgia.com, our premier show tonight, along with Facebook and along with Tiger Radio right here in Myrtle Beach. So there's our station identification,
and
welcome to all of the listeners.
Yep, and don't forget, you can also find it on ProWrestlingInterviews.com, and you can also find our new channel, Raven.fm. You can look
that
up. If you cannot find it, there's an app called Live 365 that you can find Raven.fm on.
That's right.
Anyway,
glad to have all of our
everyone here.
And El Gran Picasso, back to you.
Interviews on Facebook.
That's right.
What's that? Yeah, Facebook.
Facebook.
I got another question for Picasso.
And the tweeter. Picasso on the tweeter.
The tweeter, too. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Make me laugh.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark.
Come on, I got a question for Picasso. I was waiting for dead air to kick in. But for anybody who's not familiar, what is your best match or opponent that you would have to mention?
Oh, good call.
You know, have you heard of Ray Fury? He's a kid in Georgia there. Oh my God, he's so good.
He's amazing.
TWE in Chattanooga now.
Okay.
And the Jake Murphy. You know of Jake Murphy?
Oh yeah, Jake Murphy. Yeah.
Picasso wrestled those guys years ago. They're so good. Picasso, you know. Picasso had not been nervous about a match in so long. But knowing when Picasso was the Southern champion in TWA, he had to defend against Ray Fury. And Ray Fury, he's one of the best in the locker room, you know. And you get the old feeling like before the very first match, you know, the butterflies in the stomach, you know.
Right.
But, once we get out there, you know, Picasso was like, oh, Picasso got to be on the game tonight, you know, it's Ray Fury. and hoping not to make a fool out of Picasso. So, but it turned out okay. We did good, and Picasso defeated him. So it was very lucky, very lucky. But
all right,
he should really make the big time. He should be in the AEW, the Ray Fury. He's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing but respect and compliment for him. He worked very hard.
Hey, Dr. John, this is Todd jumping in real quick. I think you have to check the queue.
Okay. Let's see who's in the queue.
No.
Who's on the queue?
That's a scary guy.
The scary guy.
Yeah, he's got a deep voice.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah, that dude.
We'll see if we can get him in. We'll have him. There he goes.
You got a couple
there
people on there.
We got the one and only Sinister in. Rock and roll.
Yep.
Hey, Sinister.
Now,
hello?
Sinister,
hello?
Do you know who Picasso is, if you're there?
Yeah, I've heard of that name. I'm not exactly sure, but I definitely heard of that name.
Yeah. So you probably crossed paths somewhere on a show, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anybody else in the queue, John? I don't know. I can't tell.
No, sir. There is nobody else in the queue.
Okay, cool. All right. So we got Sinister on now. Sinister.
Yes, sir.
Picasso said he's now retired, and he still loves the people, but I think you could scare him to getting back in the ring maybe one more time. What do you think?
Yeah, I really think he needs to, because I'm so sick of these fat babies like Sasha Banks and Naomi and a couple of others. I really wish he would get back in the ring and some of them stuff together, because we need them. I'm telling you, we need the bad.
You need veteran leadership. Absolutely. Agreed.
Yeah.
And Picasso would be that guy. But, unfortunately, life gets in the way and injuries happen, and sometimes you just have to say, I gotta put my boots up and do other things in the business. You can still be a leader, still be a locker room leader, still handle the business, and teach these youngins how to do it the right way, and that's what we really need. So anytime anybody like Stroh does it, I do it. I'm sure if you were at a show, you do the same thing. Fuego tries to do it old school as well up there in Myrtle Beach. So, I mean, there's a few people in the state that try to do it the right way. But as a whole, we need the veterans to step up and say, look, we may not be in that ring anymore, but if it weren't for us, you wouldn't be in that ring. So you need to sit down and listen and keep your mouth shut for a little while. You might learn something.
Very well said.
I think that's where Sinister was headed with that. So with that being said, so Picasso's may have a movie coming up with Stroh. That's awesome. He's also got, hence the name, he's an artist. I have to see what kind of artist he is. I haven't looked at that yet. We're going to check that out. I suggest everybody check that out. What do you have left on your plate that you would like to do? Something you would like to do that's still achievable for Picasso?
Oh my goodness. Mother Mary. Picasso would like to star in one of these movies and not just be beside us.
Yeah.
That is up to the man, the director. But if Picasso cannot wrestle, you know, Picasso wants to still be out there. And the idea of the character that they have for Picasso very into it, you know. Picasso becoming the Death Face Rider. That's what she said. The Death Face Rider.
Go after
the cartel. And he's talking about making Picasso like a modern El Santo, you know, and having adventures and fighting the bad guys and things like this.
Awesome.
Would love
I like it.
El Santo would love it.
Yeah.
You know?
We got to make that happen. Yeah, we need to make that happen. Absolutely. Let's get on our horse and get it done.
Right.
So you know, you know Picasso. You can't ride a horse.
Absolutely,
yeah, I hear you.
No, Picasso cannot ride the horse.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I can barely drive my car. What are you talking about? Get on a horse? Yeah, okay. So Stroh,
every time Picasso tried
to
drive the car, Picasso get pulled over and get a ticket. Something about the domestic terrorism or something. That you cannot wear the mask, you know. Very weird, you know. Picasso say, you do not know who Picasso is, you know, and they never know. So,
you don't know who I am?
They always search the car and everything. So Picasso try not to drive very much.
I don't blame you on that either.
It's a pain in the ass, you know. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is a pain in the ass.
But Picasso support the police, even though they give Picasso a hard time.
Absolutely. Right. I think I'm going to test your theory out. I live in a little town, so let me ride around with a mask on and see what happens.
No, do not do this. Picasso is not
suggested. Don't do it.
Not
okay.
Suggested.
Don't do it. Okay. So, Stroh,
it will not turn out
have
like
experience.
You
right. No, I bet it won't. They probably have me on the ground hard. Oh, my goodness. So Stroh, you're familiar with Picasso. Do you have anything you'd like to say, add, comment, question, anything for Picasso?
Oh, I'm just tickled to death he's on here with us, man. It's so great to hear from you, bro.
I know, right?
I've missed Picasso so much, man. He's awesome.
Now, the show is still at it, huh? You still wrestling, S.A.?
Yeah. I think I'm mentally challenged. I think something's wrong with me, man. I don't know why.
That would be interesting. If Picasso could get in the ring with the Stroh sometime. Boy, that would be something.
There you go.
If Picasso could do it.
That would be something.
I'd be
honored. Some training and some time in the ring and some knee braces and a lot of Bengay and things like this. And
some bubble wrap.
You heard of osteo bicep for the joints?
Yeah,
break out the Rocky training music and everything. That'd be
oh,
great.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
you'll chase the chicken. Yeah. You got some.
I got a
stomach hurt.
Picasso be like Rocky, man. Picasso could not make it up the steps, though. Picasso would get blown up too fast.
I love it.
Hey, yo, AJ,
oh my God.
Picasso can't make it. Yeah, he can't make it up the steps anymore. Yeah.
You hear what Picasso say? That's Picasso Rocky impression, probably.
I was a good impression. I like that.
Yeah,
all right,
was
Steve Gillian.
Hey,
yo,
Dr. John, what are you doing?
That is awesome.
She got to work on that very well.
Yeah, you did it.
You're looking at me.
That's good.
What you need a manager. You need a manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, that crap, thunder, and shit lightning. Oh my gosh, we just went on a damn down the rabbit hole
poison.
We go, baby. Yeah, very dangerous poison. He's got it down. I can't do it.
Thunder Lips is running wild.
Oh Lord, Thunder Lips.
Oh, Thunder Lips.
Oh
man.
My God.
I gotta...
Hey, can we get a Polaroid after this, huh? Oh my gosh, we just went off the rails. I love it.
I got a question.
Oh my goodness.
How many years has Picasso worked in wrestling, and which state does Picasso mostly work when he was working in the ring?
Picasso's first match was 2000 maybe. And Picasso worked 14 years, except for you can take a year off the top because Picasso got married, and that was a dumb thing to do. But got out of there. Picasso got out of there and escaped and go back to wrestling. But then Picasso go to the TWA in Dalton, Georgia. You know Dalton?
Yep.
The carpet capital of the world.
Yes, it is.
Picasso has very many cousins there that work in the carpet mill.
Okay. Yeah.
And Picasso worked there and make a home for Picasso. You know, Picasso worked for Doug and Peggy Watkins, the Watkins family. They were
the
very good to Picasso.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they both passed away, and very sad. And Picasso missed them.
Yep.
They were very good to Picasso, to let Picasso into their show. You know, Picasso always appreciates, you know, giving Picasso the chance. You know, so Picasso will get back into wrestling and do the best you can. You know, had lots of fun, met lots of great people, great friends there. The Ray Fury, as Picasso said before. He was very
Fury,
yes. Hmm. Nice.
Ray Fury should be on TV. I tried to book him some years back, but his booking schedule is crazy. So
yeah.
I'm like, yeah,
he
I hear you.
Hard.
Yes, he does. He's
Jake
very
Murphy
good worker.
You heard
Jake
of Crazy
Murphy
the too. Crazy Loco? The Crazy Loco is one of the best Picasso ever, too.
I have to look that guy up. I don't remember him. I don't know him, I don't think.
You will never
forget
him if you see him.
Oh.
That's what Picasso made.
We knew a Crazy Train.
Yeah, we knew Crazy Train.
He's just crazy.
Please,
and I know,
crazy.
And I know, right? And I know, what's that, Cha-Cha Charlie? Cha-Cha Charlie's pretty good, too.
Stop, Charlie.
Cha-cha-cha. You and him would be a great tag. You would be a great tag team with him. That would be awesome. Yeah. Man. Oh, so we've gotten. Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. The floor is yours, sir. Go ahead.
No, Picasso tag team with JL Cool. You ever hear of JL Cool? From Pretty City, baby. That's your own.
I don't know.
Very good.
I'd have to think about that. Probably.
He teaches Picasso how to do the Oklahoma roll.
Oh wow! Mm. Very good. Nice.
The one
favorite
teacher
in
Chicago, you know.
Yeah.
Very hard. Picasso kick him in the head many times before Picasso get it right. He has to have
smarten you up.
You know.
Smarten you up. Get it right. hey, some of us had to learn the hard way, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But being appreciative of how things turned out in the long run, you know, for everybody. These, like you, like Stro, like Sinister, some of the guys you've already talked about. I think you've had, if 14 years you put is a good number, because not a lot of people can even make it to 10, you know, much less 14 or 15. I mean, that's commendable in the indies, I tell you, because there's been so many injuries as of late because people aren't trained correctly.
Yes.
So
of course,
that's
yes.
Good. Want to be safe, and I say this all the time. Safety is the key. I have to trust you as much as you have to trust me. If you drop me on my head and I survive, you better run.
Picasso would never do this.
I know you wouldn't do it,
Picasso.
But I'm just saying. Yeah, you're smart.
Right.
You're not dumb. You were trained correctly. Yeah, but I think training has gotten overlooked a lot more, especially in the indies, to hurry up, train kids, and get them on shows because they have a look. Or they have a certain look, or they have something to give but they hurry them along. I think that's the problem right now. They're not taking the time to make them learn everything they need to know, plus protect themselves. I think that's lost, too. But, hey, we'll
it's
have
true.
To see.
They learn all the moves.
Even in the top companies.
They learn all the moves, but they're lacking on teaching them the respect for the business itself.
Well, and that storytelling, yeah. No, you can't skip over anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. You know, I had a kid. I'll tell you one quick thing, Picasso. I had a kid come up to me, and we were gonna wrestle, and he's blah, 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 blah. I said, hey, dude, your music's playing. You might want to make your entrance. That match lasted about 3.5 minutes.
Unless he's Larry Zbysko, I guess, and he's stalling.
Oh, no. Larry would twist you up in a heartbeat. Let me tell you something. I've seen him up close and personal.
I'm joking about him stalling.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, but you brought his name up. I've seen him when he was still actively training people in the ring. I watched him twist the kid up one time. Kid was being mouthy, and I went, uh-oh. I said, let me step back a little bit and give this man some room because something's about to go down.
It was probably his son.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah.
Picasso
digress. Right? We digress. What'd you say, Senator?
I said, that's the most fun meet now.
Yeah, right. So
listening to the sinister talk is bringing back the bad memories for Picasso. He hurt Picasso.
Yeah, I hear you, right?
Well, Picasso always wants to have a rematch. Picasso always wants to have a rematch with the sinister gentleman. It would have been great, you know? A little bit revenge, you know? It's like a dark spot over Picasso's career, you know? But Picasso was very green at the time, you know, and take a beating, but, you know, now it would be different, eh? You hear what Picasso say?
Well, it would be different. Well, guess what? I do have one thing on you that you don't have. He beat you, but I beat him.
You did?
Well,
yes,
I did.
This was a very, very hard thing to do.
Yeah, you cheated.
That was quite an accomplishment.
I did not cheat. It was a hurricanrana over the top rope. You hit the floor. Your feet hit the floor. I went back under the bottom rope. I win the match. How's that cheating?
Yeah, you had help from Susan.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Now you can bring up Susan Green. You bring up the biggest man in the whole place, Susan Green. Thank you.
Damn.
Well, you're just bitter because you still want a rematch. Right.
Was that a hurl or a hemicorana?
With the heart punch.
A hemicorana.
He say, time to take out the trash, and he hit Picasso with the heart punch, and Picasso still feels it.
Oh!
And Picasso's mother sitting right there crying. It was terrible, and he did not care. He was ruthless.
I love that finish.
Trailer Park Trash, that's who you wrestled. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That was a bad case of the heartburn. Oh, my God.
Yes,
breaking
sir.
The thumbs. Roll aid.
Wow. Come on.
There is
come
no
on,
animosity. Picasso loved the sinister. We become good friends after this.
I don't know.
I think I still think he wants to beat up Velvet so bad. I mean, he's still chomping at the bits.
I got another question for Picasso.
Go for it. Okay.
Picasso, what's your favorite wrestler of all time?
Oh, good question.
Picasso's favorite wrestler of all time. Superstar.
Oh, ooh, Bill Eadie, absolutely. Very
when
good.
When Picasso was a child, nice. You know, watched the lot of the Mid-Atlantic wrestling, and the Masked Superstar was great, and it was very good for Picasso to meet him a few years ago.
Yep,
he's very nice, very kind gentleman, and that was the favorite. Always a big inspiration for Picasso. Picasso can never wrestle without the mask. It's always because of that. To go way back to Picasso's childhood. Great man.
for sure.
Nice. I'm going to have to check out some Mass Superstar later.
Oh, dude, if you don't know,
oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, if you don't know, yeah, right? If you don't know, you about to know.
No, like, I'm more familiar with the Demolition, but I've watched interviews of Bill Eadie, so I definitely
Mass Superstar has had, he wrestled in one of the greatest eras of all time, through both of them, actually. So, but his Mid-Atlantic days when he was in Crockett Promotion, I'm going to tell you, watch the Mass Superstar. He wrestled everybody, and he was partners with just about everybody, too. So
he tag teamed with the Super Destroyer. And they were so good. They were scary. Scary.
Yes, they were good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He had the Cobra Clutch. The Master of the Cobra Clutch with Superstar, and then you had the Super Destroyer doing the Brain Buster and the Superplex at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's what I remember.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Loved it. But my favorite one was when he was tagging with Paul Jones, and Paul Jones went to turn on him, and he caught him. Say, not today, brother. Not today.
Paul Jones turned on everyone.
Yeah, he turned on everybody. It's like he was Wahoo's partner. He was a Mass Superstar partner. He tagged with Ricky Steamboat for a minute. I mean, you name it, he tagged with everybody. And then he turned them on every one of them exactly. Oh, my God.
And he always blamed Ricky Steamboat for turning on him. But it was so funny.
Yes, he did.
And he stuck with his story his whole life.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it's one with Steamboat was actually pretty funny because, like, Steamboat's, like, never been a heel, never done anything wrong, and he's just blaming him. I'm like, dude, you're a trip. Oh, my goodness.
He wanted to be.
Such good.
Richard Steamboat.
Yeah.
He had plans. He wanted to be a heel, and he always pitched the idea, but they always turned him down.
Yep, and he's a super nice guy to this day, too. He's another one that you can actually sit down and talk with. So I saw him recently, about a month ago, yeah.
Instrumental in Picasso Live, Ricky Steamboat. Very, very great man.
Very good. Very good.
He teaches Picasso
a
lot of wisdom, you know, a lot of business wisdom before Picasso ever got in the ring at all, you know.
Well, that's good.
We drink a lot of beer. We drink a lot of beer with Ricky Steamboat in his gym.
Hey, lots
of baseball.
What?
Lots of baseball.
Yeah, right?
Steamboat drinking a lot of
Modella.
Beer. He drinks more beer than Picasso can drink.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad I wasn't there. I'd have been like, oh, I'll pass out, bro. Hey,
stories.
You have a million stories. I got them too. Steamboat's got them. But I did drink with Hector Guerrero on several occasions. That was a trip and a half.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was a trip and a half, bro. Passed out in the car in my yard trying to get it. It turned out pretty bad, bro. I mean, really bad. We went to a buddy of mine was getting married, so we went over to the house, and Hector walks in, takes over the bar, just pushed the guy out the way. He starts making drinks. He hands me a couple beers and says, okay, you come back when you need something, and he's making drinks. We left that man's house at 5:30 in the morning.
Got back
to my house, and then I hadn't even laid down 10 minutes. He's like, all right, we're going to the gym, chicken. Let's go. I'm like, hell no, we're not going to the damn gym. We went to the gym.
Sound like Tommy Rich.
Like Ric Flair.
I mean,
he goes, he told me, Flair used to do this to us all the time. I'm like, you ain't Ric Flair, neither am I. I'm going to lay in this bed. And he yanked me right out of my own bed. I'm like, damn it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's a trip, man. He's a trip. I love him to death. Another guy that wisdom, you want to sit under the wisdom tree, sit with him. Go ahead.
Hey, Picasso, I got to tell you this Tommy Rich story real quick, man. I made a mistake one time of letting Tommy Rich drive, and that was like, oh, my God. And naturally, we get pulled over, right? And like, don't do things, you know? And the police officer goes out the window and says, Mr. Rich, I'd like for you to walk this here white line, saying about the alcohol consumption you take in your system, right? And Tommy looks down the line, looks over the officer and says,
oh, I'm sorry, officer. I thought that looked like sugar.
You know who got it.
And my hands were like put together. I knew he was going to handcuff us and take us in, right? Sure, and you know what. And I kid you not, the police officer stops and looks at Tommy in pure shock, walks back to his squad car and takes off, right? And then Tommy looks back at me and he says,
what was his problem?
I said, that's it, Tommy. I'm driving. You're going the passenger side. And ever since then, I always drove whenever I ride with Tommy.
That is great. Great.
That is funny. That's a good one. Well, we're at that point in the time of the show where we're going to go around and we're going to plug everything that everybody's got to plug. So, busiest man on the earth is Papa Strode Maestro. So, hit it, Bubby. What do you got going on this week?
Oh, man. Of course, got In the Room Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VSNation.com. This Thursday night, WCW Retro. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VSNation.com. We're in the light of Ric Flair having this last match coming up soon. We're going to be talking about that and some of his greatest matches over the years. So it's going to be pretty much Ric Flair night on WCW Retro. So if you've got a cool Ric Flair story you'd like to share, please call in. It should be a good time. And then Friday night on the horror sci-fi show, The Stro Zone, at midnight Eastern Standard Time on my official Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. Friday night's feature will be The Bat from back in the day, so please tune in to that.
Nice. Steve Logan, what you got going on?
Yeah, final question. What's your favorite Mad Superstar match?
He had a match with Greg Valentine. It was in a cage. And if he lose, he has to take the mask off. I remember this. And he was very gracious. He lose the match and he take the mask off, but then he put it right back on again.
Yeah.
But it was a great match. They were both covered. They both colored, you know, so much, and great match.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Very good question.
I'll definitely have to check that out. Yeah, just looking forward to local shows coming up soon in June. The 5th, Classic Pro, and then 18th, United Elite Wrestling, and looking forward to the seminar on the 4th, Jiu-Jitsu, so... Thanks for having
awesome.
Me on.
Very good. Absolutely, man. All the time. Sinister, you got anything going on? Any fights? Any roll-ups? You know, what you got going on?
Nothing much, really. Just same
okay.
Old. Yeah. But
I got you.
I remember how I lost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you lose?
Now I remember, because it was me, you, Susan, and Tommy Fink. Because you guys kept shot blocking me behind the knee. And Tommy Feathers hit me. And I went to chase him. He was running around the ring talking about peanut butter jelly time. And that's when you came and hit me in the head. And that's when I got pinned 1, 2, 3.
Oh,
I don't remember how it happened.
Wow.
Amazing, great story.
That's awesome. Todd, what you got going on, brother?
Man, all I can do is... say the thing I want to plug the most is family, in particular my wife. She spent just a bit over 30 years married to me. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary, so I'm plugging
nice.
You.
Congrats.
Great.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. That's awesome. So now we hit the man of the hour, Picasso. What do you got going on, brother? Let us know.
Why is Picasso the man of the hour? Oh, you're really putting Picasso over here, aren't you?
Yeah, we try.
There we go. Picasso appreciates. On Vimeo.com, is the movie. It's free to watch for everyone. It's called Stench of Iniquity. And Costco is in the movie, and the Stroh is in the movie, and playing the vampire. And the Stroh has been very gracious and putting it over, and everyone watching it, and got some very good reviews. But I also invite everyone to go check it out. And the new there's a new novel coming out that the Sheik writes. The Sheik again. We keep bringing him up, but he's writing a book called Hot Tamale. It's the great Picasso's Hot Tamale. It'll be coming out soon, and it's Picasso turning into the Death Face Rider and fighting the evil cartel and all of this stuff. So it's looking very forward to.
Yes,
but everyone watch the movie. Very good.
Well, we'll watch the movie, and when the book comes out, you let us know so we can plug that book and get that sales for all of y'all. Since you're in the book, it's about you. We want to plug that and push that. So it was great. We had a great time having you here. You're always welcome to come back anytime you want. Feel free. Call in.
Oh, gracias. Muchas gracias. Anytime.
And we're definitely going to do a part two with you as soon as that book comes out. We're going to be like, all right, let's hit it. So, but anytime, man, you're welcome anytime to call in and be a part of the panel with whoever guest we have. So,
it means so much to Picasso for this. It means so much.
We got to stick together, brother. We all brothers. We got to stick together, man.
And right to be on the podcast with such great men. You know, you guys are all fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. You're fantastic as well. We can't wait to see what you have going on in the future. And we will always, always plug. We plug everybody. Anybody who comes on, and we continue to plug stuff for people, and you're going to be one of them. So it'll be on Facebook. It'll be on, you know, NorthGeorgia.com, Voice of North Georgia. It'll be on the Raven.fm as well. So you'll be all over the place. So
wonderful.
We're working hard at it. We're working hard at it. So, Dr. John, you got anything left?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. What did you say, Picasso? Go ahead, Picasso. What did you say?
No, Picasso just saying wonderful. It all sounds so fantastic.
Yeah,
Picasso, we're going
to try to keep it. This podcast, I think I've been doing close to a year now with Dr. John. So it's good. It's awesome. We enjoy it. We have a good time. You know, even though there was a whole show of me and Sinister going at it. That was awesome, too.
That was a great show.
Picasso, love you, Sinister. Because I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
So, Dr. John, you got anything left?
All I got to say is we had a lot of fun with El Gran Picasso and, of course, Papa Stroh, Sinister, Steve, and the one and only amazing Velvet. It's been a lot of fun. We'll see everybody back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on VoiceOfNorthGeorgia.com, Raven.fm, Facebook, and Tiger Radio for the one, the only. Oh, and Todd, I'm sorry. I forget things. Yes, Todd, we're glad to have you. So anyway, I think I caught everybody. We're glad to have everybody here. We'll be back next week on the one, the only Pro Wrestling Interview. Have a great one, everybody, and we'll see you next
everybody
time.
Everybody have a great week. Thank you for calling.
Bye. Bye.
All right. And here we go. Maybe. I don't think the button worked. Hit the button, John.
Alright.
I think he's having an issue. All right, well, everybody disconnect if you can. I think he's having an issue. All right, y'all have a great week.
All right, take care, fellas.